Aisha, and I'm a former host of Mocha Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The Mocha stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an S&C. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast. Okay, so in general, as I go through life's transitions, I try to reflect on what I might have learned from different phases. During our hiatus, let's see, I bought a house, which is still freaking me out. I'm still not 100% okay with it. The last time I bought a house, it was just me. This time it's me and two girls. And that means all of the killing of spiders and bugs and dead rodents in the yard will be on me. And I am still processing how I really feel about that. The whole point of buying a house with a backyard is so I could throw open the doors and say, go, run wild, be free. And then they're going to come back and be like, ah, and that's going to freak me out. The pandemic, you reach a point of no return, and it is just changing people forever. It's changing our DNA. People have left town. People are never coming back to work. And so it's just like, this was one of those shifts where I was just like, we are literally crawling on top of each other. My desk is at the end of my dining room table, and I intentionally became a minimalist, and then the pandemic hit, and I'm like, now I need a mansion. But no, I got a tiny house with a backyard, and I swear, I saw the backyard, and I was like, this backyard needs to be mine. And yeah, so bought a house, and I got vaccinated. I did not have any side effects from the vaccination. I have allergies most of the year. And so I feel pretty much 75%, 80% throughout the rest of the year. So that was no different. Let's see. I celebrated Camille's second birthday, and that was fraught with a lot leading into it as well, because this would be the second birthday that we're celebrating in partial quarantine. But then also I nursed Cece, and I wanted to get her weaned before she turned two. And so we needed to transition into a toddler bed. And so all of that kind of melded together. The weaning was for both of us, but I did it over a weekend where I had family support. They took her. I went away and did a girlfriend retreat with my girlfriends while I had sore breasts, but it was all on both sides. There was understanding and there was support. We did it cold turkey, and to her credit, she handled it like a trooper, and to this day. So we got weaned. And so by weaning her, that meant that she could now sleep in her own bed. And so I had her in a toddler bed, took the side down off the crib, thought it would be a toddler bed. But prior to weaning, she would come and find me. And so she could nurse at night. And so that kept us in that cycle. And so by weaning, in order to keep her from coming back to me, I had to put the crib back up. So I put her crib back together. And now it's a dream. She goes to sleep. We're done nursing. And so that's our 2-year milestone. And so that's one of the things we did during the break. We graduated from pandemic schooling with my big girls. It's been rough. I think I almost wanted to cry. It was a really emotional experience for us because my daughter, who I didn't expect to cry, was like, I'm going to miss my teachers. And I was like, but you're going to second grade. And she said, I'm going to miss them. And she shared it with her teachers. And I do feel emotional because we were all in this together, like the teachers, the parents, and all of the support. And so that was a bit of a shock, but we're done. And we are on to second grade. And I'm so happy. It's a double-edged sword. I was like, whoo, school is over. And then I intentionally started my daughter at a day camp that was different from the Y, just because we've been going there for 4 years and community building is important to me. But this is a bit out of the way. So I have to drop baby off. Because there's more flexibility in when I can drop baby off, I drop her off first. Then I drive the 15 minutes to drop my daughter off and then loop back around. So all told, if I do it and we all execute on time, it's a 45-minute thing before I can start my workday, and then do it all again at the end of the day and still have to do after hours work just to get caught up. And I requested a hybrid situation for my return to work, hopefully permanently, where I think I need 2 days in the office because there are definitely amenities and things around my work that I appreciate, like being able to just walk quickly for lunch, or my dentist is still by my job, and seeing different people and eating different foods. I'm so over the food that delivers to my house. But yeah, so I have also dipped into the online dating pool. And my whole approach to it is everything is casual until it isn't. And so it's just peek into the human experience. Very interesting. And so I'm always just very curious. So the things that I've noticed are, now that we are like coming out of the pandemic, you get the whole, I'm vaccinated, come get me. It's Pfizer, 2 and 2. And I'm just like, what the hell is that? So there's that. And then it's not the pictures of the guys with their other people's children. It's the pictures of the guys where you can see their arm is over another shoulder and there's clearly hair. So we definitely have more coming up in season 2 on dating. So stay tuned. That's a fun one. Yeah. We got a little bit sick too. And it didn't take out the entire house, but it took out the breadwinner. Yeah. And then our daycare has a 48 hour rule. So baby spikes a fever, baby is home for 48 hours. So that's my entire week, because I'm having to start Monday. My Monday is a Wednesday. And I'm like, I can't even recover from this. So I might as well just take off the entire week, which I did not. But you can do it. Fingers crossed. That was just the start of it. And I'm like, load up on echinacea, load up on the multivitamins, stay hydrated, because with the toddler, toddlers are gross. And so it's going to come. But what you can do I'm not even going to tell you lingered in our house, because my daughter likes to taste the boogers. And so I would catch her going, not even like in her nose, but the boogers that were leaking down and licking it. And I'm like, no, honey, you can't do that. Because if you do that, we're never going to get rid of this cold. Oh, so anyway, takeaways or thoughts, like we get a lot of feedback from you all asking what we have on slate for upcoming seasons, other questions. So do please keep those coming. And thank you for taking the time to send us the emails. I think with season 1, the enormity of what we're doing hit me when we started getting the messages, and it's just like, okay, wow, really, we're doing this. And so then we listened to what the needs were of the, I really like getting to know all of your stories and getting to know you all and being in your corners and cheering you on. And so we're doubling down on some of the things we did in season 1. So we're bringing in experts and thought leaders in the fields to go deeper with some of these topics and be intentional about that intersectional lens, researchers, academics. And so we're really excited for what we have to come in season 2. I'm definitely looking for different perspectives on dating, right, in season 2, just because it's just where I am. And I find it totally humorous and hilarious, some of the stuff that's out there to deal with. Now, I'm not quite sure where dating is going to take me, but by the time we get that episode, we shall see. But it is definitely one of the things that I'm looking forward to in this season. We're going to have panelists and guests, some from our very own communities. Full Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasmc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.